Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a Record Room exclusive podcast. I have a very special guest with me today, someone who I've been speaking to for a while now. Just the stars didn't align, but I'm so happy to have Jay Hambalike. I hope I said that right. Was that right?
80%, Jay Hambalike.
My apologies, everyone.
It's good.
But I've been speaking to him for a while now, trying to get this interview done, getting this podcast done. So I'm so happy to have you finally on our platform.
No, I'm happy to be here. You know, been trying to do this for a while. We've been, you know, communicating, but I'm glad it's finally happened. I'm looking forward to this interview.
Yeah, so that's really good. I'm so happy you're here. But let's start from the beginning, because I think every emerging artist, emerging star has a background story, origin story. So I want to know, it's like, where did that musical journey start for you, and who were maybe your musical inspirations growing up? And just tell me a bit about your background as well.
Okay, so my journey started really in 2022, because I'm American. I was born in America.
Yeah.
So when I was in Texas around the pandemic time during 2020, actually, if I move back the years, actually started 2020.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I found out that, okay, I can actually do this music in terms of writing. But I didn't really, because I sing now, I didn't really start with singing. I was mainly writing raps, and raps in form of diss tracks to people. So I realized, like, okay, I can write a good rhyme. So I had a friend over there, his name is Rafa. He was doing music. He was putting out music on platforms like YouTube, Spotify. So I was like, how do you do that? He was like, you know, he showed me this. I was like, you know what? I'm actually going to give it a go. So I'd never been to a studio. I used to just record on my phone and just, you know, try to use apps to be able to sound. And I was like, oh, I actually sound good singing and rapping. But mainly when I actually started going to a studio, a proper studio, was when I came to England. Because I came to England in December of 2020. And then I really started had songs on my phone that I used to just record on these apps. And then I was like, you know what, let me just try going to a studio and actually see how my voice sounds processed. I was like, okay, let me go do. I had this one song that I wrote because, you know, I went for a breakup, and then I was like, okay, I wrote it from the heart, so it sounded easy to write, naturally flow. So I was like, oh, let me take it to the studio and see how it sounds, and it actually sounded amazing. So I was like, oh, that's gonna be my first song to release. So 2023 January is when I actually released my first.
Song. What's the name of that song? I'm so curious.
It's called Used to Be. There's a video out as well.
Oh, really?
Used to Be. Well, it's available everywhere on YouTube as well, under my name, so you can find it. Yeah.
Okay, that's a very interesting story. And who would you say your biggest musical influences are? Because
everybody that like knows me and followed my journey so far, I always speak about one artist, Chris Brown. Chris Brown is my music inspiration. He's been since I was like 10 years old, just, you know, the way he just all-round artist, doesn't stick himself in one genre, can dance, can sing, different genres, you know, he's very versatile. And that's, I think that's me, without the dancing part, which I'm going to learn. But yeah, I think that's me, versatile enough, you know, I've been able to like take inspiration from his sound and actually try to make it mine and not copy him, but just kind of, you know, get inspiration from him and be able to develop my own sound. But, you know, because obviously when I release music, people say, you kind of sound like Chris Brown. But, you know, I guess it's just the inspiration I got from him. But
yeah.
I really tried to like figure out my own sound. I think I'm my own self, but with an inspiration of him. So I would say like,
that's my favorite. I think that's a very important thing. And having an aspiration and someone that you look up to, I think everyone's kind of a copy of everyone. So it's like, even like when you have parents, like you're a copy of your parents, but
that's
like,
true.
You kind of borrow that sound and then kind of make it into your own thing. And I think Chris Brown is a very talented musician. Of course he's got, like, you know, things that maybe he's not proud of doing. But as a pure artist, I think there's very few that can actually touch his artistry and
separate the art from the person. And, you know, the art speaks, and he is talented in that way.
Yeah, as an entertainer, I think he's one of the best we've seen in maybe the last 20, 30 years.
True.
Yeah, so what would you say your future plans are? What would you want to achieve maybe by 2025, 2026? Like, what are your aspirations? Like,
my aspirations really is just continue releasing music, but on a consistent basis. Mm. I've been releasing music, but not really on a consistent basis as I would have liked. But really and truly, like 2026, I want to keep releasing music on a consistent basis, more videos, more songs out, just all around, just put myself, put my standpoint as an artist. Because I feel like, you know, I've had years now, about 2 years now, to be, to recognize what type of artist I am. And I think I'm figuring out what type of artist I am. So it's now my time. It's my time to now put that standpoint and be able to like connect with like my future fans, to build a fan base, that people that listen to me, and, you know, actually put in the steps to become, you know, that all-round artist.
Yeah.
So I think like now I'm in a good place of figuring out, I know exactly what type of artist I want to be,
yeah,
and what type of music I want to put out, and, you know, just be me. Just see a lot more of me in the coming year and coming years in time, because, you know, sky's the limit as well. So yeah,
100%. And I like to ask this question in all of my podcasts too, because I'm also a creative myself, and I think creatives go through this thing, and it's the P word. It's called perfectionism. You know.
Yes.
So how do you battle against that? Because you say you want to release music consistently. So how do you battle that thing of knowing when a song is good enough and knowing when a song is perfect? Because sometimes it's like, oh, I think this song is good, but I can do better.
True. I used to go through that a lot, like I think in the past few, like the past months, I think the past months to a year, I used to, you know, stress, oh, this song might not be good enough. I have a lot of songs that I've completed, but I just don't like the way one word sounds. And it's like, oh, I already went through that. But nowadays, I think my strategy is like, you know, it sounds right in my ear. I know exactly how the song will sound in my head before actually recording it. So when I record it, I really just try not to look too much into like the mind. Like, yes, I'm very like critical with my work, but I know now when a song's good to like, rather than overstressing, because, you know, if you do too many tweaks, it may sound like a different song. So I'm now like content with like, okay, I'm content with like my ability to like produce a song and be able to like sing a song well. And before I even go to a studio, I know exactly what type of notes I'm hitting, what type of harmonies I'm hitting. So when I go to a studio, I just record. And, you know, I've already done the hard work through like my phone by recording melodies and knowing exactly how the structure of the song is going to be. So yeah, I just really don't think, I don't think much of it, you know, when it comes to like trying to like know when a song's done. I just like trust my instinct, and if it's done, it's done.
Yeah. So that actually brings me to an interesting point that you said, right? So that there's a lot of preparation. So how would you say your writing process is? Because you said like you do melodies, you know how the melodies are going to sound. And, you know, I actually watched an interesting video of like Tory Lanez and how he makes songs. So it's like he'll listen to a beat and then he'll hum a melody and then he'll kind of try and find that words to fit into that melody. And it's like, that's how he does. How is your songwriting process? Is it similar to that or is it different?
Similar, very similar. Like I would listen to a beat, and it usually starts with me listening to a beat. And if I gain a certain vibe to it, I quickly lay down the harmony, lay down the melodies. Even if there are no words, just lay down the melodies. I usually try to start with figuring out a chorus first. And then if I like the melody of the chorus, I'll be able to write the first verse. Sometimes I start with the first verse, and then if I start with the first verse and get the melody for the first verse, I know exactly what I'm going to do in the second verse. The second verse is the easiest thing to write for me. The hardest is like figuring out the melody for the chorus. For the first verse, if I figure out, I know an idea of how the chorus will sound. But if I figure out the chorus on the first go, then I know exactly how the whole song will sound, and the second verse will be easy to write as well.
I know, that's very interesting. And what topics would you say that you speak about most in your music? What inspires you to write? Because it's coming from a source. What are those things that are inspiring you? Is it stuff from your time in America, or is it about maybe your African roots? Because I know you're Zambian and you've spoken about that. So what would you say is like your source of inspiration?
Mainly my topics right now is about love. Mainly about love, because, you know, I'm trying to use my voice for I'm trying to be like a voice for people, really. People that need to like hear certain topics. So my topics is mainly right now is about love. I also can speak about, you know, deep talks that I have gone through as well. So there are also some personal songs about, you know, what I've been through. And, you know, but mainly it's just about, I think for me, it's when I listen to a song and I gain a certain vibe from it, I'm going to write on this perspective of, you know, I can write a perspective of me, or I can write on a perspective of, you know, somebody else that are going through. I have certain songs I'm writing because a friend went through this. I have certain songs I'm writing because, you know, what's going on in the world. I have certain songs that, you know, I'm speaking on my experiences. So it just really depends on what type of vibe I'm really on, depending on even the season. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's really good. And latching on to that from that, so like, let's say this is a big topic that's been going on, like mental health. How do you manage your mental health, and how is that linked with the music? Because I know a lot of people are going through that, and how do you manage yourself with the mental health and the pressures of being an artist and emerging artist, especially now in 2025?
Yes. On the mental health, I did struggle about 3 months ago in terms of, like, you know, I think every artist goes through this point where you don't think you're good enough, you don't think you can do this no more. But I had a really bad spell where I was like actually questioning that, oh, can I really continue doing this music? And I fell into a bad place. And how really and truly, because I've been through that stage before, when I get into that stage, really, and it's the music that, you know, makes me come out of it. Yeah. So I just, you know, when I now know how to deal with that mental space better, because, you know, whenever I see it happening, I just try to, like, maybe if it's music related, maybe I stop doing music for a bit, and then, you know, try to find some other interests, maybe hang out with friends, maybe, you know, do something I like by myself. But, you know, and then I'll be able to get into the music, because I've had situations where I've been like, oh, I'm struggling to write a song because I'm going through maybe problems with a girl, or like problems with, you know, just society, what society brings. So, yeah, really and truly, I've been able to deal with that. It's hard, but, you know, as well, I just say, you know, I think I was born to do this, and I have a talent. God gave me this talent, you know, to be able to keep going and be able to not give up. And, you know, I really try to use that as my motto going through, and, you know, try to not give up. Even though sometimes I say, oh, I think I'll stop, but I'll never stop. I don't think I can ever stop, because, you know, music is my identity. Before music, I don't think I had an identity, but I think music is my identity. That's my role, my passion, my, you know, my purpose. I think it's my purpose in life to be able to inspire people through and give them any emotion, if it's heartbreak, energy, vibes, fun, crying, whatever. I think that's my purpose, to be able to produce this music to give people, you know, and people to listen to connect to me, and to be able to heal the world through, and every different type of emotion is good emotion at the end of the day. So
and just speaking about that, because you spoke about something that we really value, because here we believe in, like, helping young people kind of find that passion and pursuit, or even purpose for that. So what advice would you give to maybe young people on finding what you're passionate about, like what you have, and because you feel like it's so strong, it's such a conviction that it's like, okay, I was born to do this with such conviction. How do you think a young person in 2025 can find that from your experience?
I just think trying different things, number one, try different things. You know, you never know what you can be good at. You never know what your purpose can be without trying it. Trying it, not being afraid to try. And just once you try, just whatever you do, just make sure you go full head on. And, you know, if you're going to do something, do it full head on. And you never know, you might like it. It might become your purpose. And if it doesn't work, you can always try another thing. I think, you know, I think some kids are given a limitation of what they can or can't do through, like, you know, parents or through, like, society. But, you know, you can do anything. Like, I really believe in, like, dreams. If you have a dream, go for your dream. Like, don't be fixated on, you can be just a lawyer or just a doctor or just anybody. You can do whatever you want to be. You can be a pilot. You can drive boats for a living. You can travel the world for a living and make money. There's so many things in this generation that you can do. And it's like, don't limit yourself just to what somebody wants or society wants. Do whatever you want to do and try. And you can always try again. We're given the luxury as we are young to try, try, and try again. So I just, you know, prompt everyone just, you know, try different things, especially young people, try different things, and you never know what you're good at. So just try different things.
Yeah, no, 100%. And like, I like the things that you say, because then it prompts me to ask another question. Yeah. So it's like, what would you tell your younger self now with all the experience you have? What would you tell your younger self to like inspire them if you could go back in time and say a younger version of you? What advice would you give to them?
I would say try things early. Mm-hmm. Try things early, because I was one as well that, you know, fixated into being something that I didn't really want to be, just because, you know, parents said or friends said, oh, you can only be this, because, you know, I was raised mostly in Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know, like, African cultures,
yeah,
and African parents, it's kind of like, not they're right or wrong in their own way, but, you know, they want their kids to be a certain thing.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I get you.
Some kids are not, they're not exploited to a different world where you can actually do something that you actually want, or you see people that do movies, or see people that do acting or do music as well, you'd be like, oh, I can't really do that, because, you know, I don't think, where do you even start?
Yeah.
Without the knowledge. So it's like, I just feel like, yeah, to answer your question, I would tell myself to try early, and, you know, you never know, like, I could have got the different interests early, but, you know, I think coming here to like the UK and to America, where I lived, where I was born, but as well when I lived in my recent, you know, teenage years.
Yeah.
I think it opened me out to a world where, you know, it's okay to like, it's okay to act. You can do music. You can do YouTube if you're passionate enough. You can do streaming now. You can do anything you want to do. And you're not limited to just be these big world profession jobs, yeah. Lawyers, doctors, teachers. You know, you can be whatever you want to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, you don't have to be that, what the same society or your parents are telling you. You can be whatever you want to be.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, you can use your platform and use your voice for different things that will inspire different people. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's something I can relate to 100%, because I'm Zimbabwean. When I was younger, I wanted to be a football coach, and it's not something that's really normal, but like, no, I can say my parents were very open-minded, to be honest, to allow me to kind of do that. And I kind of drifted my way into doing youth work and stuff like that. But I mean, I know for a fact that if I was maybe born in another African household, it was like doctor, lawyer, kind of like the safe things to do. Go to university to do those safe things.
Yes.
But
and it's like, you don't, when if you do get that position, you realize, oh, you don't even like it.
Yeah.
It's like, what's a miserable life having that, like what's a life having a job you don't want to have just because it's a job that is recommended for you.
Yeah.
Like, you want in life, you have to be happy doing whatever you want to do, and you have your own, you know, voice to do whatever you want to do. So, yeah, I just believe, you know, prompt everyone to just try different things and do whatever you like, not what people tell you to like.
No, that is really great advice, and that takes a lot of resilience, and that's what I want to see in a lot of young people, like,
true,
to have the resilience to kind of go on your own path and say, I'm going to do this because it's best for me. And I feel like what you said is like your purpose, and that's what's kind of drives you.
Yes.
But switching on to things that are more local, I know you do a lot of stuff with Dritty Jams and performing.
Yes.
And how has that helped you become a better performer performing at those events? How was the first time you actually performed? Tell me, give me a kind of like a scoop on that.
Yes.
I've never performed before, but I know that must be super daunting, super scary, nerve-wracking.
Yes. I would have to owe that to Dreds, that, you know. He and I actually met when I was actually in process of, you know, one of my first few studio sessions, because there used to be a studio just down the road here called Rockstars.
Yeah.
And I was going there, you know, trying to test out my sound, trying to discover my sound. And one time, you know, I was doing a song called Lay It Down, that's out now as well. But he came into the studio and he heard that song and he was like, you know, wow, like, you actually have a talent. Like, what's your name? And I introduced myself to him. And, you know, I and realized, you know, he was well established in Northampton.
Yeah.
And, you know, he connected me and he messaged me saying, do you want to perform? And I was like, I've never really performed before. You know, I'm kind of nervous. And he was like, you know what? Like, don't be nervous. Just, you know, perform, do it. If you want to be an artist, you have to perform. So he invited me to his platform, Dready Jams.
Mm-hmm.
And when I performed for the first time, I was nervous, but, you know, I did it. And then, I kid you not, the crowd was singing one of my songs word for word. And that was actually amazing. No, like, crazy, yeah. I do credit a lot to him in terms of my music journey in England. He really, you know, helped me a lot. And ever since, he's been giving me the platform, Dready Jams, to perform again and again and again. And I'm really, literally a regular there. So do credit a lot to Treads. He helped me a lot in terms of just even the music mentoring. He helped me a lot. So big credit to him.
Yeah. And I think that's what we want here. It's like mentors. I think mentors are important. And in a way, Dreads has been a mentor to you and many other, you know, young people. And even someone like Mark Dean, who I work with, was a mentor to Dreads. So it's like one of those things. It's like one person mentors another person. Then hopefully in the future, you'll be able to kind of do the same for another young person and give them that opportunity. So it's kind of beautiful to see that whole cycle of, you know, one person mentors another person and then they mentor someone else. So it's really beautiful to say that. But on to my next question, and I just want to ask you, like, which artist in the UK or anywhere that you would like to collaborate with in future if you had a wish list?
Number one on the wish list, obviously, Chris Brown. Yeah. Yes. If I could ever collaborate with him, wow, that would be a dream. But it will happen. I will manifest it. I'm confident it will happen. But in terms of, you know, I'm open to everyone. If I like your music, I'm open to everyone, really. I'm not shying away on, but I'm only choosing one, which is him. Yeah. But any other, if I like your music and we connect, let's do it. Let's make music.
Mm.
Yeah, I love making music, so let's do it. If I like your music, let's vibe. Yeah.
I really like that question, that answer that you gave, and just being open to anyone, and as long as they have good music and good vibes and you compliment each other, then I think that's really good. And yeah, I think that's it from me. I don't know if you have any upcoming songs or anything that you'd want to promote.
At the moment, I'm working on a few songs, but you know, you can catch any new updates on my platforms, everywhere on Jehan Biliki. Just type it in. It's hard. I know it's a hard name to kind of pronounce, but it's pronounced Jhambilki on everywhere. So I am working on a few releases for next year, starting from next year, January. So you can catch that on every page.
Oh, no, we'll definitely put all the links up on our social media and you'll be able to get a hold of Jay and any work that he's done previously. But is there any last words you want to say, maybe words of advice or encouragement to the people who are listening?
Just say, you know, if you love something, do it. Because, you know, life is short at the end of the day, you know. You don't want to live in a world where you regret when you're 70, 60, you know. Do everything now when you're young. Cherish life, love one another, and, you know, take care of each other as well. Because, you know, there's a lot of things happening in the world. So, you know, always, you know, tell your loved ones you love them, and, you know, and just be present and, you know, live life for you, not for anybody else. So that's the advice I can give everyone.
Yeah, 100%. That's brilliant advice. Very insightful. Thank you, Jay, for coming on. We really appreciate you. I definitely have you on when you've gone on to do bigger and better things in the future, because I know your future is very bright with that mentality. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. So this was an exclusive Record Room podcast. This is Craig Shana signing out. See you guys next time.